This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The social media platform Twitter has permanently banned President Donald Trump. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
Twitter has permanently suspended President Donald Trump's account. In announcing the move, Twitter said it was banning Trump from its platform because of the risk of further incitement of violence. Twitter also banned former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and pro-Trump attorney Sidney Powell Friday. It was part of a Twitter purge of QAnon accounts following Wednesday's storming of the U.S. Capitol by a mob of Trump supporters. In an email, Twitter said, given the renewed potential for violence surrounding this type of behavior in the coming days, we will permanently suspend accounts that are solely dedicated to sharing QAnon content. Mike Gracia, Washington.
House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Friday she has instructed the Rules Committee to be prepared to move forward on a motion to impeach U.S. President Donald Trump if the Republican does not resign after deadly pro-Trump riots at the Capitol. Pelosi said in a statement on her meeting with the Democratic caucus that it's the hope of members that the president will immediately resign. President-elect Joe Biden is staying out of any plans to impeach President Trump. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Biden says everybody knows what he thinks of the president.
Not worthy to hold that office.
But he repeatedly refused to endorse growing Democratic calls for a second round of impeachment proceedings.
That's a decision for the Congress to make. I'm focused on my job.
While Biden agrees the president does need to go,
the quickest way that that will happen is us being sworn in on the 20th.
And the president says he will not attend. The first incumbent in more than 150 years to skip his successor's swearing in. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.